Come on, Bubba, come on.
Come on, Bubba, come on.
Everyone ready?
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to just quickly run through two more things, you know, tonight. One about Lechadodi, relatively quickly, and then the other about the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So we're going through Friday night Mahalach in davening. So as you've heard before, and you're all familiar with, the truth is that Lechadodi for right now is going to be fairly short and straightforward. The piyut of Lechadodi, came from one of the Gedolei HaMekubalim in the time of the Arizal, Shlomo Alkavetz, and it really, as if you're just paying attention to some of the words, captures some of the important themes that we've spoken about on Shabbos, but in particular the lead in for what some of the inyanim relating to the Friday night part of Shabbos is all about. Again, we probably remember that the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis point out to us Omer B'Chanina, that on Friday nights when Shabbos is starting, he used to say Bo V'Neitze Likras Kala Malka. So let's go and greet the Kala Malka, so the Kala, the Queen. And others said Amri Leiter Likras Shabbos Kala Malka. So let's go to meet Shabbos the Kala Malka. So, and then the Gemara says Rabbi Yanai said something a little different. He would say Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala. So we have all the different phrases that are used in the Chadodi really stem from that particular Gemara. Two ways of going out and greeting the Shabbos itself. One of them speaks about emphasizes a little bit more the idea of Shabbos, the Malkasa, Shabbos, the Queen. Rabbi Yanai emphasized a little bit more the idea of Shabbos being a Kala, that's there. And both of those themes are represented in the Lechadodi that we're saying. It happens to be that the Rabbeinu Hanano makes a point when he sang over the Gemara. He adds a very interesting line that when it calls Rabbi Chanina. So our Gemara just says Rabbi Chanina used to go and say Boom Benetze Likras Kala Malkasa. And the Rabbeinu Hananel adds that Rabbi Chanina was having Merakid Va'azil Va'amar Boi Benetze Likras Kala. Rabbi Chanina would dance when Shabbos when Shabbos began to be Makabel Shabbos Mitoch a Simcha and an excitement. That's there. Okay. Now we know that if you look at the Lechadodi, we have a very interesting meshing of different kinds of themes that are discussed over here. Of course, like the stanza, right, speaks about being Makabel and Likras to greet the Pinei Shabbos Nakabel. We're going to go to be Makabel. The Shechina that's coming in the form of Shabbos. But if you look at the actual like stanzas, the line by line. That's there. For the most part, the Lechadodi is really a piya that speaks about the geula and the and bringing back Yerushalayim to its former glory. If you look in a chumash at all of the haftaras from the Sheven Dinechmasa, the seven haftaras after Tisha B'Av time, you'll notice that most of the phrases that are spoken about in Lechadodi come from those seven haftaras from the Navi in Yeshayo, who speaks about the Nechamas Yerushalayim. These little phrases straight out of the Navi. So you can go look in a Navi and figure out, what they all mean. But just kind of to speak about a couple of quick things that are kedai to speak about. They're all kedai, but just three things just for time's sake we're going to speak about. At the beginning, the first two parts of the Lechadodi speak actually about Shabbos itself. Excuse me. And then the next keta that speaks about the likra shabbos the chuvan elcha kihima kara bracha. And so there we make a comment. We speak about an idea that sof ma'ase b'machshava tchila. The sof ma'ase, the things that were done at the end, b'machshava tchila. Those are the things that Hashem planned on, and Hashem, you know, calculated tchila at the beginning of the system. That's a very, very important phrase to understand the entirety of the lachadodi. Of course. On a very, very pasha level, that's referring to is the idea that Shabbos as the last day out of the week. So that was the in terms of, you know, time, that was the raison d'etre of the bria, the first 6 days of the Maaseh Bereishis. So there a lead up to the, you know, the gift that Hashem gave us in Shabbos, the sof Maaseh, the end of all the Maaseh Bereishis, was b'machshav etchila, that Hashem had planned and wanted to give as a gift, to Adam HaRishon and then to mankind. But there's also a much more bigger, global kind of an idea that's there. As we just noticed, right, the most of the Chadodi speaks about themes relating to the Geula and the Asit Lava. Again, you can read and translate. I'm sure you're familiar with all the expressions that are, you know, that are here. It's, you know, sort of pretty obvious. Now, the part of the reason why we're going to speak so much about the Geula and the Amos HaMashiach and the Binyan Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash at the beginning parts of Shabbos is based on that theme of Sof Ma'aseh B'machshav HaTchila. Things that are going to happen at the end were all B'machshav HaTchila. If you remember, even though we didn't speak about this idea yet, but just to drop the a reminder, because we're almost like totally there. We've done a lot of introductions and we sort of set up a lot of themes when we discuss the Kabbalah Shabbos in general. That we'll start with some of the other things in a week or two. But if you remember, at the very, very beginning, we spoke about the idea when we learned through the union of the Shalosh Shabbosos, the three different Shabbosos that are rolled up into the one day, the period of Leil Shabbos and the day, and then the Shabbos at Mincha time and on. So we, of course, remember that the first part of Shabbos is the part that's the Zecher to the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And we spoke about, then, how each one of the sections of Shabbos is also meant to allow the person to focus on a different group of the Ikari Hamuna that was there, right? So the first, the first group of the Ikarim was the idea of the Metzios HaBori, the fact that there's a Ribono Shel Olam and all the different, you know, attributes and understandings of Hashem that we have. Right? The second had to do with Hashgacha Pratis, and then after that we had the idea of Schar Va'onesh. So at the very, very beginning of Shabbos, the part that speaks about the Metzius of Hashem, so interestingly enough, the themes that we speak about during davening, all, at least right now, all relate back to the Geula and the Binyan Habayis, because as we just read, Rav Shmuel Kibetz, you know, has this line of Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. The Sof Ma'aseh, the reason ultimately why the Ribono Shel Olam had created the world, right? That's all part of the first group of Ikari Amuna. There's a Ribono Shel Olam, and he created an entire Bria that was there. And when we speak about why and what are we all doing here, so we all remember some of the well known Psukim V'nizgav Hashem Levado Beyomahu. There's going to come a time Hashem Melech Al Kolers Beyomahu Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. There's going to be a massive Gilui, a massive revelation of understanding about what's like Emes and Sheker, about the Ribono Shel Olam, putting everything in perspective. Those are all the things that are going to take place b'acharis hayomim. So the part that we remember when we celebrate, we commemorate the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis, right? That first chunk of what Shabbos is. Our thoughts are on the Sof Ma'aseh, what's going to be later on in time. That's already b'machshava Tchila, right? So the Bria that Hashem created, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, even though that Ma'aseh Bereishis, there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a Yemos Mashiach yet, there wasn't an Acharis HaYomim, that's all fine, but the Sof Ma'aseh is already connected back to the Machshava Tchila, that was there. So all the themes about what's going to be later on, in the world and where we headed to, those are all included in the parts of the Shabbos as a Zecher to the Ma'aseh Bereishis, because that's included in that idea of understanding the direction and the purpose and the Tachlis of why the Ribbono Shel Olam might put the world into existence. So that's a little bit about Wittek, a little bit about, you know, the, like as I said, the general themes that are there in the Chadodi. We know that they're the Minhag HaOlam, and this is, you know, based on very important and deep ideas, is that we break the Chadodi into two different sections. The first one is done with a little bit more of a serious, introspective kind of a mood to it. The second part is something that's a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more exciting. I don't call it jazzy, but a little bit more a little bit more of a beat. That's meant to be there again, partially to symbolize the excitement of the Mosa Mashiach that we discuss in all of those different paragraphs. If you just read what we're saying, all those themes are there in those couple of lines, and the stemming from, again, from the early places that wrote about the Chadodi, all point out there are two different minhagim. Some were knowing that they would stand the entire Lechadodi in deference to the idea that the Lashon HaGemara itself, whether it was Rabbi Chanin or Rabbi Yanai, whichever one the Gemara was quoting. So just as an example, Rabbi Yanai was Misate, if he would put on his talis, V'koi, and he would stand up, V'yomer, Bowi Kala, Bowi Kala. So, Rashi points out, Kadam HaMakabel Pinei Melech, if a person is like understanding right now that I'd be Makabel Pinei Melech, so obviously I'm going to do that with a certain degree of respect and seriousness. I'm going to stand up to greet, you know, to greet the king, even if those have a, you know, those who have the minhag to sit during the Chadodi, which is, you know, certainly very widespread. We notice that still and all by the last paragraph of the Chadodi, we make a point of standing up, because at the moment that we're actually greeting, so to speak, the queen, Bowi Chala and Bowi Kala, so then we're a little bit more attuned to the idea of, you know, of standing and being mekabel the Pnei Melech, as we just mentioned a second ago. Okay? So that's those are some of the ABCs of the Chadodi. There are lots of different minhagim, this, that, and the next thing. But for now, just in terms of going quickly through the, you know, some of the things that are happening during the evening, the truth is the Chadodi is sort of, you know, self-explanatory, and we gave you the framework to work through the rest of the ideas. Right after that, we speak about Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, a Perek in Tehillim, and Perek Tadi Zayin that we speak about now during the davening. If you look, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch actually brings that again, at least the Mechaber, who was a contemporary of the Arizal, apparently he still didn't, you know, he didn't have a, you know, the Chadodi or anything like that, but he spoke about the actual Kabbalah Shabbos, the time when, like in a shul, when a community, where we actually say, okay, Shabbos began, they would say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That was the Perek of Tehillim that actually served as the official Kabbalah Shabbos for communities. Or just as an example, if, let's say, today we would have during the summer, sometimes people make an early Shabbos or things like that. So according to the Mechaber, it's the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is the actual time when Shabbos begins for that community, when the, you know, shul, when the Kehillah says that particular paragraph. Again, the Ramban, Mishnah Berurah bring down a little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah that we who say L'Chadodi, so by us the Bowi Kala part would have counted as a Kabbalah Shabbos also. But same as Mishnah Liyom HaShabbos is a very, like we said, a very old practice that was there. Lamais, if you look in the last Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, so in the end of Perek Zayin in Maseches Tamid, the Mishnah there lists a series of things that certainly at least in the Sefer Ashkenaz, you know, chazers over this Mishnah. At the end of davening on Shabbos morning, a Shir Shalavim Hayu Omer Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah gives a list of all the Shir Shayoms that were said on the different days. And B'Shabbos Hayu Omer Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos Mizmor Shir La'Asilava Liyom Shikula Shabbos U'Menucha L'Chayi Olam Abbas. So the Mishnah there already points out that this Perek in Tehillim Tzadi Zayin was the official Shir Shayom that was sung in the Beis HaMikdash by the Levim during the times of the Akravas HaKorban on Shabbos. If you look in the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, it points out that by Shabbos Musaf and Mincha, they had other Shir Shayom, the other Shira that they would sing on the Karban, but at least by the Tamid, this was the this is the Shira that was sung. Now, if you look in the different Mefarshim and different plays in Chazal, there are four different main themes that the Mefarshim speak about that the Perek of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos focuses on. Yeah, we're not going to go through the pasuk by pasuk right now. If anyone does pay attention to the words that he's saying, you'll notice that aside from the quick reference Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos at the beginning of the Perek, the Pashas doesn't seem to be that many mentions of Shabbos in the in the Perek. But the Mefarshim point out, like we said, four different themes that are there that come out in this particular parak. There is the Rokeach in his parish on the Siddur and the Kolbo as well. They both speak about the idea that the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, this is actually based on an earlier place in Chazal, but they you know, speak it out very, very clearly or develop the idea that this is the Brisker Rebbe in one of the places in Chumash, brings this idea also, in their name, that the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos is a shira about the Hashlamas HaBriya, is a praise that we give for the fact that the Briya Sa'olam was made, the Briya Sa'olam was complete, and like that. Interestingly enough, if you look in the Targum in the beginning of Shira Shirim, list that there were 10 Shiras that were said over the course of history. The 10 special, shiros that were given. So one of the 10, what was this? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And which definitely shows that there's something very special about this particular parak in Tehillim. So, and the Mefarshim, like we said, just to make it clear, are being done, like what was this? So according to the Rekech, according to the Kolbo, again, it's a shira that was being sung, to Hashem, just to say, wow. If you look through some of the key lines, that are here, Magadlu Masecha Hashem, and all these kinds of ideas were meant to symbolize the idea that hey, that the world is an unbelievable place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made. There is a place in the Perek Yud-Bal Azar, which is one of the Sifrei Chazal from the times of the Tanayim, in Perek Yud-Tes. But there it seems to indicate, if you read, there's a whole story that it describes. But there it seems to indicate that the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, a very interesting twist, is a song that sings about the ability that Shabbos has to protect somebody. In other words, what the Perek Yud-Bal Azar describes is that we know that Adam Arishon was chote on the sixth day of creation, right? Then the next day, a few hours after Adam was created, was supposed to be Shabbos, and Adam Arishon had done his chet of the eight tzedas. The Medrash describes that allegorically, Shabbos came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, you just made a whole world, everything's like going okay, things are going well. No one's like died, been punished. There hasn't been any like misery or anything bad going on up until now. Why should it be that like me, like on Shabbos, which is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commemorated, etc. He was a blessed Shabbos. He was Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Shabbos comes to Hashem and says, well, why are you going to kill Adam Arishon today? I mean, why do I have to be the first moment in time when there's a punishment? And Hashem said, you're right, and he gave a little delay to all the onshim, till after Shabbos is over, that Adam Arishon was supposed to be getting. And so the mashmalus of that Maimer Chazal is that and then Adam Arishon sang Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos in deference to that. If you look during davening itself, so I just get to the morning. We mentioned that during the Birkas Kriyas, Zeh Shevach Sheyom Hashvi, and Shabo Shabbos Kel Mikol Malachto, on Shabbos Hashem had rested. Yom Hashvi Meshabeach VeOmer Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos Tov LeHodos Hashem. The seventh day is Meshabeach VeOmer. The seventh day itself praises Hashem and says Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. So the way the Chazal expressed that idea here in the davening is that, again, just to make sure we're paying attention, what we're saying is that the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos was first said, like authored, again, whatever exactly this means in normal human words, or just say the words without and without explaining them. But the Mizvah Shtil Ner Shabbos itself was authored or pronounced, exclaimed, proclaimed by Shabbos itself. That Yom HaShvi Meshabeach, V'Yomer, well, etc. The next line is the Fikach, and therefore, Yevaru V'Yevaruchu L'Kel Kol Yitzurav, Shevach Yekar Gedul, Yitna L'Kel Melech Yotzer Kol. All of the creations, Kol Yitzurav, should be ingrandizing and blessing Hashem, giving Shevach and Gedula to Hashem, because he was Manichel Menucha, the Amayis, or Bigdushas, or Biyom Shabbos Kodesh. But as you heard the other day, when Rosenzweig was speaking, the word Lefikach is always a very, very important word. Lefikach represents, right, that there's a connection between A and B that we wouldn't have necessarily seen so obviously on our own, right? That's why there's a whole Tosis, remember, from the beginning of Bava Basra, and the Beis Din Aleph, where Tosis has a long arichas, the famous Tosis on Beis Din and Bava Basra called Divras Lefikach, trying to explain why that Mishnah has a Lefikach, therefore where the two points of the Mishnah do seem to be fairly connected. And here we have a perfect example. We say, again, listen to the words. Yom HaShvi Meshabeach V'Omer. The Yom HaShvi itself is Meshabeach V'Omer Mizmashir. Lefikach, and therefore, Yifor V'Yivaruch L'Kel Ko Yitzurav. So the mashmos of the davening is that we're meant to appreciate the fact that Shabbos itself recognizes it as something very special. There's a unique, the way the Pirkei Avot describes it, there's a very unique leverage, if you will, that Shabbos provides to the world. A special day where, we get a little, break from certain things over Shabbos. We know that the Chazal tell us in various places that the neshamas that are getting punished, Rachmana Leitzlan, in Gehenna are given a rest over Shabbos, and we don't go back into Gehenna until after Shabbos is over. That's why the minhag is that, again, brought l'halacha, that we drag out, davening on Motzei Shabbos, contrary to what other people maybe do, but we're supposed to drag out, Meir of Motzei Shabbos a little bit longer to make sure there's some extra time that the fires are off. There's the famous, again, if you ever notice, there's a famous, like, V'hu Rachum, like, tune that you use on Motzei Shabbos, a little more long and drawn out, and it's supposed to be during the rest of the week. The rest of the week, you just, like, say and get over with. On Motzei Shabbos, you're supposed to, the halacha brings, you're supposed to draw out and drag out the saying of V'hu Rachum, because we don't want to rush, too quickly to send people back to Gehenim. And because of all of that, the Fikach, we say, right, hey, you know what, if this is such an amazing thing, Yifaru V'Yivaruchu, we tell ourselves, we all should join in that, but we have to realize there's something very, very special going on over here on Shabbos as well. If you look at the Targum Yonos, and there, the beginning of Shir Shirim that I quoted before, he brings this idea also, that the Shir of Shabbos was the Mizmah Shir was represent the idea of, like, oh, this is such an important thing, the Kedushas HaShabbos is such that it gives these kind of loopholes where people might otherwise be in trouble. Again, that's going to focus a little bit more on some of the parts that discuss tzaddikim and rishayim, etc. Again, you have to look through and go through the different lines that are there very, very quickly, just because we're running late. The third Pshad that's brought in different many different makaros in Chazal. The Beis Halevi brings this medrash that the Mizmah Shirim HaShabbos is a shira about the effect of tshuva. There's a famous story that the Beis Halevi brings, a medrash that speaks about Adam Rishon and Kayin meeting up with each other when Adam Rishon was taught the Darkei Tshuva by Kayin. So Adam Rishon opened the Mizmah and said Mizmah Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And so again, what exactly the connection between Shabbos and tshuva is? Look in that Beis Halevi in Parshas Bereishis. You can see that over there. And of course, in the Mishnah we read in Tamid, at the end of Masechta Tamid, we have the theme that Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is a shira about the Asid Lavo, about the Yom Shikula Shabbos of Menucha, the Chayom, the great Shabbos. If you look in the Gemara's Roshan, it's a 1,000-year Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give. Rav Stolovejtchik, that's how I used to say, if the Mishnah says that the Levim is to say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Asid Lavo, Yom Shikula Shabbos Menucha, etc. So he felt that when you say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos on Shabbos, you should add that line. It's not part of the Perek and Tillim, but he thought you should add that line also to highlight the idea of what the Mishnah says: Liyom Shikula Shabbos Menucha, L'Chayim something, Chayim Abba, Chayim Olam, whatever it says. The Ma'isa, very, very quickly, it's very clear to all of us. If we stop and think through, especially all the different ideas that we learned in the past, that all four of those themes really are one and the same, and they all sort of wrap up and complement, you know, one another. The idea that a person appreciates the Maaseh Breishis and the Tachlis Abriyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the special Kedusha Shabbos that leads and gives a person the ability to be able to do a proper tshuva, a proper chizuk, and a dveikus, and a closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam that a person has meant to achieve over the course of what Shabbos is about by the limud. We spoke about the Das Shabbos, the limud, and knowing of the Ikari Amunah, and the purpose and the goal of what the world is all about, which ultimately leads us back to the times of the Aser Lavos. So all four of those themes are not mutually exclusive. They all, they all complement each other in terms of, you know, expressing, all the major themes of what Shabbos is meant to be. Many of the Rebbe's always pointed out Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Bo Tashuv. That's a day that a person is supposed to do tshuva. There's all the basic themes are all found over there. And if you look at Mefarshim and the Tilm, you'll see, you know, many different ideas about the Pesukim. But that at least is a intro into what that parak is about, and we're done.
What was the fourth one?
It was a tribute to the Aser Lavos.